following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And everybody listening across Michigan has a chance to take advantage of an unbelievable huge deal. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that code HUGE when you sign up, and you can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. And you know what? The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was back in 1943, so this is one of those DraftKings Sportsbook app no-brainer bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE this week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. When you sign up, use that promo code HUGE. It is a Moneyline Monday, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the HUGE Show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the HUGE Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the HUGE Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is hour number two on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We want to give some huge love to our affiliate, 104.7 FM and AM 1340. It would be affiliates plural in Petoskey, Charlevoix, to the bridge. And also 93.7 FM. The ticket, Cadillac to Traverse City. Cadillac home to the Vikings, powerhouse football team again this year. Great sports program. And thank you so much for the longtime support. 93.7 FM. If you're traveling north on 131, Cadillac to Traverse City, and also Charlevoix Petoskey to the bridge, 104.7 FM and AM 1340, the ticket. Inside this hour, Graham Couch will join us. Opinion maker for the Lansing State Journal. His thoughts on that announced noon kickoff time for Michigan at Michigan State a week from Saturday at the Woodshed in East Lansing. His thoughts on the game. Michigan State basketball unranked in the preseason AP Top 25 for the first time since 2012. Only the second time since 98. Michigan checks in at preseason number 6. Wolverines are going crazy. My friends from the Wolverine.com, Clayton Safey, tweeted out, Michigan is 6 in the AP and coaches poll in football, preseason number 6 in basketball in the AP Top 25, and Michigan, the new number one team in D1 hockey. They're on a roll. They're smooth like butter. Let's go to Tony. Speaking of Cadillac, listening on 93.7 FM, you're on the HUGE Show.
Hey, HUGE, really appreciate your show. Enjoy it. Listen to it all the time. Obviously, the Lions are going to have the first choice as far as the quarterback goes, so Jacksonville is not going to want to pick one. But there's nobody out there this year that I can see would be a game changer, and I'm just kind of wondering if you have anybody in mind, or have you seen anyone you think might be a really good number one pick at the quarterback position. Thanks. I'll hang up now.
Thank you, Tony. Listening in Cadillac in northern Michigan. Yeah, Mark Coral, but I don't think he's an overall number one type of guy. I think overall number one, you would lean towards a defensive playmaker if I'm the Lions. Look at us, man. We're talking draft. Are you kidding me? I went from Goff, who had more wins in a Lions uniform than Stafford, to talking draft the week that he's going to play Stafford. I'm going to puke. I really am. Now you get a guy like Kavion Thibodeau from Oregon, Kyle Hamilton. stud safety out of Notre Dame, someone like that. Hutchinson, Aiden Hutchinson could work his way into the overall number one pick. Coral is a guy that if you get him at 10 or 11, Lions have a lot of first-round picks, a lot of draft picks to deal. That's the only quarterback I can see that looks like a potential NFL franchise QB one day. Rick in Grand Rapids listening on 96.1 The Game. You're on the Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. I got a thing for the Lions. I don't know if many of you would agree with this, but I think we should give them the mercy rule. You there? And the mercy rule is basically the Lions will get every team's first round draft in the first round. Hey, why not? For decades.
I love it. You know what? They should get like bonus picks like they do in baseball. That's a good point, Rick and GR listening on 96.1 The Game, our new flagship station out of Grand Rapids. Let's travel over to Lansing. Graham Couch, opinion maker for the Lansing State Journal, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Graham?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing good. I was waiting for that kick time. I thought it'd be 3:30, not noon, but now it's the big noon kickoff on Fox. I knew it wouldn't be a night game because I think there's some rule. Brandstatter told me last week where both schools have to agree. Is it a month or 3 weeks in advance? And you get the campuses and how, you know, both schools don't want a crazy night atmosphere. I agree that would have been the best thing. But you get a noon kickoff, they have to deal with it. I think that's a less home field advantage to a point, being a noon kickoff rather than 3:30. You agree or disagree?
Yeah, no, I think noon is just unnatural for a big game outside of Michigan, Ohio State, where we're sort of accustomed to it, and it's late in the year, and it's probably good for warmth to have it at noon at that time of year. But the Halloween time of year, the best college football environments I can remember are that when the second half hits and it starts to get a little dark out and it just feels important. And, you know, you don't get that with a noon game. You got to get charged in early. You know, it reminds me, there was a Michigan State game when I was a teenager and both teams were really hyped. I think it was the year Michigan won a national title in 97. And Michigan State had been unbeaten and blew it the week before against, I think, Northwestern. And still, it was a huge game. Like, tickets were on the black. You know, this is before you had a lot of the social media you have, but secondary market tickets were, you know, 100 or 500 bucks and things like that. And it was a dud of a game, partly because Michigan was just better than them, but also it just never had the vibe in the stadium. And, you know, I think this will have an intensity to it, and there's attention there because I think both teams are a little uneasy about the situation, both fan bases, but there's no question that noon is a bit of a letdown, and that's what stinks about the Fox arrangement. Is this is all based on their baseball contract, and they're trying to con us with the idea that big noon is big. Look, Mike Tyson never fought first on the card, and YouTube doesn't do the opening act. Noon isn't the big game, and it never will feel huge.
Yeah, and they got the FS1 versus the big noon, and they try and, you know, build audiences, and TV people, media people, radio people overthink so much. Away from the kickoff, which is set for noon, October 30th in East Lansing with Michigan State, as you're going to break down these two teams, and I know Michigan still has some business Saturday against Northwestern, State gets the bye week. These teams, the way they match up, what has changed from what you were thinking before the start of the season to where these two teams are right now?
Well, it's pretty amazing to watch Michigan run the football considering what they were a year ago. A lot is different than what I thought before the season. I actually thought I liked Michigan's quarterback situation quite a bit, and that has not really played out as strong as their ground game. And yet neither team, what's sort of interesting about this game is both teams have been fantastic in sort of this revival season. They're both 7-0 and both have beaten, I think, quality teams, but not elite teams. You know, I mean, I think Nebraska physically is a fairly quality team. But neither team has a win that you go, wow, that that for sure these guys are for real. And so I think that's the other thing that makes it interesting. They both, you know, Michigan will probably beat Northwestern. They're both going to be 7-0, you know, at a point where we're still not certain about them. So there's a lot of optimism and yet uncertainty, and that creates an interesting tension that you don't always get.
Graham Couch, Couch in the Room podcast, by the way, wherever you download podcast, according to the GC Index, latest podcast, 98 out of 100. That's amazing.
The hell of a score.
Yeah, the GC Index, by the way, is brought to you by Graham Couch Industries. So we just want to, you know, for transparency purposes, we will do that. It's going to be a good one. I got about 3 minutes here. The Mel Tucker situation and the way that there's a deal cut and announced that Coach O gets the rest of the season with LSU, that tells me they already have somebody ready to go on the other end at another school or with another NFL team, whatever it is. Where do you think Mel Tucker is in the mix when it comes to leaving Michigan State, possibly leaving East Lansing for LSU?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because I think what matters to Mel Tucker, look, $9 million is what they pay at Orgeron, which is more than Mel Tucker makes, about $5.5 million. And you know, he's 13th in the country in salary. Tucker is, and third in the Big Ten. So he's compensated well. I think he understands that. He makes more than Michigan State's Hall of Fame basketball coach on campus. He makes more than his predecessor who took MSU to places it had never been. And so I think he knows he's valued. I think, you know, he knows that MSU is pretty well financially extended in that. And I don't know that he'll, you know, I think what's important to him, and this is my sense from talking to people around him and people over on, you know, in the administration, is that he wants to be able to win a national championship somewhere. And so MSU has to make sure that he believes he can do that at MSU. And I think as long as he does, they've got a good chance to keep him through some of these openings, because if he keeps winning, this won't be the last one. And so that's really the question. Does he feel like MSU is a place that's going to provide the support around him, and whether it's facilities and recruiting tools and things like that, to have a chance to compete at the highest level? And if he does, I think they got a shot to keep him. I don't think he's at a point in his career where, you know, haggling over $600,000 is something that concerns him. He's making $5.5 million a year. So that said, $9 million is a lot. And if he feels like he's got another move in him and this is an opportunity he can't pass up, and he's got some control for the first time in his life with this stuff, I could see it being appealing. So I think it's up in the air. I don't think it's something that will go at Michigan State unaddressed. Quite certain the athletic director, Alan Haller, is aware of what's important to Mel Tucker. Those two sit next to each other on the planes on the way back from games and two games. So, like, this is not some relationship where those guys aren't tight. And I think right now the fact that Michigan State hired Haller is very important.
You can follow everything Michigan State with Graham Couch, Lansing State Journal, Couch in the Room podcast. Also, look for Graham on Twitter. Graham, thank you so much for your opinions, and we'll talk Michigan State week.
Look forward to it. Take care, Bill.
Graham Couch joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. And Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner of Michigan State and University of Michigan Athletics. And when it comes to that game week, whether it's for your tailgate or all the gear you need, everything is always at that low Meyer price inside your local Meyer. Your comments, opinions also answer our huge question of the day at Huge Show on Twitter. Will the Lions go 0-17? You can answer that right now at Huge Show on Twitter.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they have another huge offer this week. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that promo code HUGE when you sign up, and then just bet $1 on any NFL game, and you can win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's called a no-brainer bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code HUGE, bet just $1 on any NFL game and get $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan, the middle of hour number two, as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That is myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Jeff Risden was escorted in by security to do his weekly breakdown on the Lions game and also look ahead to their next one, which is Goff versus Stafford 1 in Los Angeles, where on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board, Lions are getting 15.5 points right now, and that may go up.
Oh, my goodness.
15.5, which is one of the largest I've seen in the NFL in a while.
That's a big one. That you typically don't see more
biggest
than two
of the
touchdowns
year across the board with any team. That shows you why the Lions are the worst team in the NFL right now at 0-6.
Well, and with Jacksonville winning, they are indeed the worst. There's no arguing about it. I would consider that Miami might actually be worse, but
they got a win.
They do have a win. They might not get another one. But Detroit might not get one for a while either. They're certainly not getting one this weekend. We'll kill all the drama there. Rams are going to win this Sunday. I don't think anybody's going to pick the Lions for
is
that.
Is Stafford
one
looking to drill them? I think this game,
where the fun dynamics are going to come in.
Right,
with this
week. Game has a feel that if Stafford doesn't look as good as he has so far this year for Los Angeles, is he taking it easy, showing love to Detroit, or if he goes for the jugular and throws like six touchdowns, is that the big middle finger to the Lions Nation?
I wonder if he will do the Aaron Rodgers, "I still own you." That was great, by the way. I'm more interested in the flip side of Jared Goff going back to the team that really gave up on him, because like Stafford, the Lions let him go. Like that was a mutual parting. That no animosity there. It went down as well as a franchise quarterback can leave a franchise. Goff was not like that. Like, if there's anybody with beef in this game, it's Jared Goff going back to Los Angeles and playing Sean McVay and the team that gave up on him. And so far, through six games, we've seen exactly why Sean McVay and the Rams gave up on him. They're 5-1. Stafford has been good. He hasn't been great. He was good yesterday. He missed some things yesterday that Lions fans know it well. He's going to have those two or three series of drives where he's, 1-for-4, misses a wide receiver badly, takes a bad sack, and just runs off the field and shrugs on the sideline. He did that yesterday. But boy, he's getting it done the rest of the time. And what did we see from Jared Goff yesterday? We saw the worst starting quarterback in the NFL, hands down. And that includes the guy in Texas with the giant neck in Houston, who actually did a few things
that
were positive. Yeah,
right.
He's terrible. He was better than Goff yesterday.
Now, Goff is the worst. I will tell you that his open receivers, that the way he locks in on one guy, and we talked about it in week one on this, about checking down too much, and you can't do that to keep a drive alive. And most of the time when he checks down is when it's third and long, and he'll throw to the five-yard route.
There was a play yesterday that just got me infuriated, and I tweeted about it. He had a play where Jamal Williams, he was rolling out to the right on a designed rollout. Jamal chipped the edge and then flowed out to the outside. Goff looked down the field, looked right at Darren Fells, who's running away from the linebacker, who's way too shallow. The safety is nowhere to be found. It's an easy throw. A middle school quarterback can make that throw. Goff looks at it like, nah, I'm going to throw to Williams over here 2 yards away and get him popped with a hospital ball because it was a little bit late. That can't happen. He can't make those decisions, and he keeps doing it. It's infuriating.
Well, I keep screaming, throw to the backs out of the backfield, and you're just talking about Williams. And one time I saw the replay where they bring the wide shot in, and Swift is waving his hand and would have walked into the end zone. Lions aren't good enough to get by those mistakes. Goff has been good in junk time or when down big, except for yesterday. He wasn't good. And this team doesn't have the receivers. Doesn't have the talent. I get the injuries. The Lions fans have to watch this denial that now you're talking about injuries, whatever. This team was getting blown out for three quarters by the Niners at home to open the season after the coaching staff and Brad Holmes and Spillman and everybody had 8 months to put together a roster and a competitive team. And if I hear this one more time, Jeff, from fans, Lions fans, that, well, this is a 3 or 4 year process. You didn't say the same thing about Patricia and Quinn. And I know you had Stafford and you had Galladay and Marvin Jones.
It was a Jr. different situation that he was walking into.
Yeah, but you need to rebuild in its 3 or 4 years.
You can't do it.
This is the NFL. Look, he's got 3 years to get to show something. He's got this year, next year, and that third year. And if he's not doing it, he's gone and Holmes is gone.
Yep. Look across the field yesterday at the Cincinnati Bengals. That was the worst team in football in 2019. They're in their third year. It's finally working. Joe Burrow's healthy. Their offensive line, still not great, but it's healthy.
Well, it's starting to work a little bit last year before Burrow got hurt.
It was. And that's a 4-2 football team. They're playing good football. They made a great, great free agent decision in getting Trey Hendrickson. Everybody complains about, who wants to play in Detroit? Who wants to play in Cincinnati? They charge you for your Gatorade. They charge you to do your laundry there.
They charge the teams?
Yes. No, they charge the players for the Gatorade that they drink at practice.
No.
Yes, they do. That is the Cincinnati Bengals.
They charge the players for Gatorade. I thought you were talking about fans.
No, they charge the players for the Gatorade that they consume
then,
at practice.
When you said laundry, I'm like, man, what a stadium. That must be really
No,
modern.
No. They
that's like a laundromat. I'm going to watch the Bengals and the Steelers. And, don't turn the heat up too much when you dry my cotton stuff, okay?
That's right, man. I hate that shrinkage.
They do not charge for Gatorade.
They absolutely do.
And wash.
I will tell you this. I spent some time as a draft consultant for the Bengals many, many years ago. And I was told to bring my own food from the Holiday Inn Express that they brought with me for breakfast.
Just the Browns living in another bygone era?
Yeah. Very much so.
The Brown family.
It has gotten a lot better. That was 15 years ago. Oh, it's gotten better for them there.
Gatorade has to be free.
They do have an inside practice facility now. They do actually have a scouting staff now. They hired consultants, people like me, off the street, put us up in a hotel for a week and said, hey, what do you got on this guy? What do you got on this guy? Make us a mock draft. That was their scouting department.
So they went the cheap route.
Absolutely. They still do. They're incredibly cheap. But the point is, players will still go there. Like, if you're going to tell me that players aren't going to come to Detroit, I'm going to say, Trey Hendrickson went, you know, he went to Cincinnati. If you have a team, if you have a coach that people believe in, and people do still believe in Dan Campbell, and we will talk more about that, I'm sure. But Zach Taylor is not exactly a dynamic presence as coach. And there were a lot of people in Cincinnati that are like, we cannot, he's our anchor. We can't get past him. Well, now, third year, you're seeing it. That's a playoff team in the AFC. There's a lot of bad football in the AFC. And the NFC, too. That's a playoff team, and it's working for them. So you see where they're at. They had one year that was really bad, 2019. They got their quarterback in 2020. It was clear that he was the guy, and he is the guy. Joe Burrow yesterday, not his best day. Still, how can you look at that guy and not think that's a franchise quarterback?
Yeah, bad day is like 276 pass.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. They got him some weapons. They went out and got premium talent to go around it. They made some tough decisions on defense on free agency. Let William Jackson go. Geno Atkins isn't there anymore. They took lower priced guys who fit what they wanted to do. You can see the Lions trying to follow that blueprint, but if they don't get the quarterback, it doesn't matter, Bill.
Look at Evans out of Michigan, another former Wolverine player who looks better in the NFL than he did.
My goodness. Do you see what Jalen Reeves made yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. And then his burst he had on seeing a seam, and there's a six-round draft pick. And these are the elements that, you know, and here's the difference between the Bengals and the Lions. There is not a franchise quarterback waiting for them in the April 2022 draft. Mark Coral from Mississippi might be the closest.
Like him.
I know, but
there's more to look at, though.
Right, there is. Yeah. But I'm telling you that. But now, by getting another quarterback, are you saying it's three more years after next year? I mean, this is the NFL. Teams can flip it in a hurry.
You can.
They can.
Like the Bengals have done.
And when we're talking about flipping it, you've gone from 5-11 with Stafford and that talent and bad coaching and a GM that wouldn't stand up to Patricia, so he was shown the door, and you now, I get you don't have that talent, but you're staring 0-17 right in the face. Huge show poll. I had Huge Show on Twitter. The Lions Nation is split right now. I think we're close to 800 votes. Split on whether, it was an easy question. Add Huge Show on Twitter. You can vote. Do you think the Lions will go 0-17? And it's split. Someone said Bears on Thanksgiving. Might be their only win.
It could look there will. I still am able.
But the Lions make every Bears quarterback look like he deserves a 10-year, $300 million deal.
Yeah, they do. And Justin Fields did not look that way yesterday against Green Bay.
This says something. Again, this is. I'm going to be honest here, and I've been a big proponent of Campbell, of Goff, all offseason. Thought they could hover around 500. I really did. I took all the arrows. My infamous 9-win prediction, still at the bottom of Lake Michigan. It's going to be on one of those Nat Geo Discovery specials.
I love that show.
I am seeing a lot of Matt Patricia coach Lions teams in this team, especially yesterday. I am.
I don't know about the
total disarray.
The disarray was there yesterday, and Dan Campbell talked about that. I do think that up until yesterday, the players were still inspired and trying hard. And that was what made Dan Campbell cry after last week. This week, he was angry in the post-game press conference, and he should have been because he had a bad game. His players did not play or respond to the way that you wanted them to, and that was maddening. They had made too many penalties, and that was something that he harped on. Too many, he calls them MAs, missed assignments. When you're listening to the Dan Campbell
press conference, we call them MFs if we're watching the Lions game.
there was certainly my cat heard some words yesterday that she probably didn't want to hear.
Okay, well, your cat, you know, it's not a parrot. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah, it was so frustrating. They are a winless team, and yes, they certainly lack
talent. They're the worst team in the NFL, like
they
we
are.
Said.
They no are debate. Not as bad as they showed yesterday, and that's what's frustrating because they should be better than that. Like what we saw yesterday, that can't happen.
And now you're getting right to my point that we watched 5-11 Stafford Galladay, the Lions team last year with a bad defense. They should have been an 8-win team.
Yeah.
So now you take a bad team. And when they have an effort like that, you're not going to win a game. No. Okay, so we've lowered the bar for this rebuild, reload. I don't think I'd call it reloading. I'd call it rehoping.
There's
the rehoping of the Lions. The rehoping. Hoping that they're, you know, now we're looking at what? That because they're going to bottom out. I've seen this, Jeff, and this is where I get fired up. I know how this is going to go. They're going to go 0-17, 2-15, whatever they go. Then they're going to win six games next year, and we're going to talk about all the progress they're making. And then the following year, they're only going to be 7-9, and we're all going to complain. And we look back at Caldwell, where 9-7 wasn't good enough, and we wanted the next level. I know this cycle, and it doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is, who the head coach is, bad defense, bad offense, good defense. It doesn't matter, because there is something about the contagious side of the Lions that just puts losing first. There is. There is something that's embedded in every coach. You know, underachieving. Sanders, look at that roster that Fonz had. We can talk about Bobby Ross turning it into a military camp. We can go Marinelli, Morningweg, riding in with Millen. I mean, what do we want to go through? Mariucci, I thought was a good coach, but Millen would never let him do anything. So many
failures.
We get to what? Patricia Quinn from the Patriots, the Patriot way, where, by the way, no disciple of Belichick has ever done squat. Paige and Charlie Weiss, okay? And now you get Campbell, who's never been a head coach. Holmes, who's never been a GM. And yep. Spillman, who's never been in a front office. And I respect him as a tough guy, and he knows football. Obviously great on the broadcast. I really thought that with what they had, they could be the first group on the field, off the field, to exceed expectations. And expectations are, hey, could you guys hover around 500? And when I look at some of the moves they did on their DBs, on their wide receivers, that they had this strong offensive line coming in, because people talk about a rebuild, Jeff, and I say, whoa, and I was going back and forth. I had a huge show on Twitter, the huge show on Facebook. Rebuild, top 10 offensive line after drafting Sewell. You get a quarterback who's won a couple of playoff games, something Stafford hadn't done. I'm just making my point here.
Yeah.
You have a Pro Bowl caliber tight end. You have Swift, who showed flashes, and Williams, who was one of the best two backs in the NFL. So you have to rebuild offense? Hello? No, you didn't. And this is before injuries. All right, this is before all the injuries. Okay? I mean, we've gone from Bosa talking about Sewell, all-pro caliber left tackle, to the guy is doing Olay. This is about coaching. This is that your offense is getting worse.
It's frustrating.
It's Anthony Lynn, the offensive coordinator. Nobody talks about the dude.
And that's where the focus is going to go as this year spirals into disappointment and underachieving. Because you're right. The skeleton is there to have a better team than what they are. They are not doing what they need to. I'm not going to throw out hope on Campbell and Holmes yet.
I'm not saying fire the guys, but you know, we're already in the mode.
It's a disappointing start.
No, we're not a start. We're already in the mode that we're looking at the draft, that they're in the number one slot right now. And now it's going to be wait and see next year what the offseason and the draft and development of players does. And we don't know a damn thing about Campbell or Holmes until we get to games in 2022 now.
I think we do. I think we will learn a lot this offseason. I do think Dan Campbell is not as strong in game as we wanted him to be, or as we expected him to be.
Agreed.
And that's frustrating. That's a development that he's got to work on. I am not an Anthony Lynn fan.
Nope.
We've talked about it. We talked about it off the air. We talked about it last week on the air. There's going to be some heat coming his way because, again, he's limited by Goff. He's certainly limited by the weapons that they've got. He's not pushing Goff to be better, and he's not playing to the strengths of what he's got. Look, you're right. The offensive line is banged up. I do think we're going to get Taylor Decker back this week. That will be nice. That will be helpful. That will put Penei Sewell on the right side where he belongs. Gets Decker. At least you've got bookend tackles. You're interior.
Yeah, with Aaron Donald on the other side, it's good to get Decker back this week for the Rams.
Yeah. Well, this week's going to... I realized about halfway through yesterday, I'm like... Who's next on the... Oh,
yeah, you
crap.
Forgot. You looked,
I did.
October 24th.
I didn't look that far ahead.
In Los Angeles.
I really wanted to...
The Stafford Goff 1, Roman numeral 1.
There might not be a 2 based on how Goff is playing.
Wow. Okay, well, Jeff Risden is with LionsWire, thelionswire.com, a part of the USA Today Network. He has great stuff off of yesterday's game at Jeff Risdon, R-I-S-D-O-N, underscore between the first and last name. Detroit Lions podcast is solid, and it goes every week. We'll talk about that later. If you have a Lions comment or question, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Blood pressure right now, I'm looking at my meter from Dr. K, is that it's going, and we still have to talk about Campbell. We'll get to the front office. More on Anthony Lynn. How long before Goff gets pulled and they go in another direction? I mean, this would be the spot if you would have drafted a QB to now turn it over to a young guy and you have the rest of the season. I'm not saying that's Justin Fields, but, you know, you already had a top 15 offensive line. I mean, we can play the second guessing game. There's so much to get to. Jeff Risdon in studio on this Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app that has Los Angeles, the Rams, and Stafford a 15.5-point favorite over the Lions for Sunday's game in L.A. Now, make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and always use that promo code HUGE to get the hookups. Just use the promo code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Opt in to the HUGE text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either Buffalo or Tennessee, and if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. If either Buffalo or Tennessee scores a touchdown, you're a winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. This is a new customer offer. Paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
This show is huge.
Hi, everyone. Former NFL running back Merrill Hodge here. Make sure you join me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll break down the upcoming Lions game and the biggest games of the weekend in the NFL. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour kicks off every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Jeff Risdon, one of our Lions insiders from thelionswire.com, has a great blog, articles at Jeff_Risdon, I-R-S-D-O-N, on Twitter. We're talking about the Lions debacle yesterday. And Dan Campbell upset Jeff, not going to switch quarterbacks, wants more out of the offense. I'm really not a fan of after-the-fact coach speak. that you know you needed more out of your offense. You know the limitations of Goff. And as an experienced head coach, as he kicked open Lynn's door and said, what in the hell is going on?
And the fact that Anthony Lynn is an experienced head coach and has some success with the Chargers.
But was shown the door because he was underutilized in his talent.
Because he underachieved in the postseason for a variety of reasons. But this is where we need to see Dan Campbell improve the rest of the season so we get some confidence in him as a head coach. Because on Sundays so far, like, he's great. Great in his press conference. I know he works very hard with the players. I know the players respect him a lot. The in-game and perhaps the game preparation, based on how flat they've come out in every week but one, it's not good enough. And that's something that he's got to show, that he can get his team ready to play every Sunday to start the game. Look, they're 15.5 point underdogs this week. Nobody's going to expect them to do well. I expect them to at least be competitive. I did see the defense come out this week ready to go, and I saw them look at the offense about halfway through the game and like, forget this. Why do I have their back? They don't have mine. You could see that. And I got a text from a couple people that were at the game. They're like, yeah, the defense is like, they were good. They're kind of checked out now because they know the Goff isn't getting it done. They know the offense isn't going to happen. They've got to come out with a way to come out on fire. They've done it once in six games. They haven't had a lead yet on offense. They haven't taken an offensive
snap. Six games. Not one snap on offense with a lead.
That's difficult to fathom with the offensive talent that they have. Look, I know they're not good at wide receiver. They're good at tight end. They're good at running back. When they were healthy, they were good at on the offensive line. They're still not terrible up front. Something's got to happen there. And if it's Dan Campbell giving coach speak that Goff needs to hear, that because he doesn't think that Goff is going to get it face-to-face and he's got to go to him through the media, I don't like doing that.
That's Patricia stuff.
That's not the way to go on it. And I hope that Dan Campbell figures that out.
Six games in, you should be able to figure it out as a coaching staff. Six games in, you should be able to look at your slow starts. One game in, a slow start, and then you fixed it at Green Bay, and then a slow start, and you're down 21-0 to the Bears. You're down 10-0 at halftime to Baltimore. And there are flashes that, again, Merrill Hodge on our DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour, each Friday, he has specifically talked about after Baltimore, after the Bears, that he looks at this team and he says, okay, look at Baltimore, how well they're playing right now. Blew out
the
Chargers.
Great.
The Lions kept them in check as much as anybody in terms of running the football. So it's there. The players respect the coach. It's just like with Patricia, it was there. We watched him beat the Patriots on a Sunday night. Remember that? And that's when the Patriots
glory
were
days.
Good. Right? The glory days. But I really am concerned about those slow starts. I'm concerned about that there are obvious things that need to be fixed, and I keep hearing after the fact, well, we need to look at, I can't use that word. But it's like, fix that. You needed, Goff needed to be set straight after the Niners start and look, all right, guys, here's the end. Here's the last quarter in 5 minutes. Here's the first 2.5 quarters. We cannot have that. Yeah. And we can't.
It's unacceptable.
And then they came back and shocked us all, and they're leading Green Bay at halftime.
Yeah.
Okay, look, the good teams that they have played tough, and it's not moral victories. And then it just unravels. And to me, that's a head coach not having total control of everything on his team.
I think he's doing well with the player management. I don't think that the game management is there yet, and that's something that I want to see improvement on. Like, look, this is going to be the team that's picked first or second in the draft. So what we got to look at is who's here for the long term. What builds for a better 2022 and 2023?
Oh,
one of the things that I want to see,
that roster is gone next year.
Probably. I hope so in some cases. And the trade deadline's coming up, and Trey Flowers would be better off the team than on the team based on his salary.
He is so.
He did not have a good day yesterday.
And I get the $55 million in dead cap and everything connected to the past, and I understand the injuries. Jeff, we have a lot to talk about.
We do.
Jeff Risden, one of our Lions insiders in studio from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network. Also on YouTube, look for the Detroit Lions podcast each and every week. We'll talk about what's coming up this week. And remember to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE to always get the hookups. Tonight, you can download it and get set for another big week of the NFL. And you could just bet a dollar and get $100 in free bets. Just use promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Big. Bad. Huge.